Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have breaking news all over the place today, and we're going to do our very best to get to all of it. Wow. What a mess out there across the country. And I want to start in Atlanta, where the Republicans there are taking a stand. And I'm very excited to report what's happening out of Georgia. This news just coming in, a state representative in Georgia, a gentleman by the name of Colton Moore, has taken the very first step towards impeaching Fulton County District Attorney Big Fannie Willis. The daughter of a Black Panther and an Afrocentric Black Panther at that. Fannie Willis is now facing a big trouble. Mr. Moore, the state senator, has sent a letter to Governor Brian Kemp, and Moore is calling for an emergency session of the House and the Senate to address what this woman has done. Because we know that Big Fannie Willis actually campaigned for office on this promise to go after Donald Trump. And by the way, she is now calling for the trial to start in early March, just days before Super Tuesday. You really think that's a coincidence, everybody? Do you really think that's a coincidence? So we understand from Mr. Moore writing on his Twitter page, America is under attack, and he refuses to sit back and watch radical left prosecutors politically target political enemies. So the question now is whether Brian Kemp, the governor, will call lawmakers back to Atlanta. Mr. Colton, the state senator, has already sent a letter on official letterhead calling for the impeachment. Quote, we must strip all funding and, if appropriate, impeach Fannie Willis, Mr. Moore said in a statement. Good for you, sir. And we need more people and more lawmakers in the state of Georgia to send letters to the state capitol. So all of you folks in Georgia, and quite frankly across America, you need to be reaching out to the state lawmakers in the Georgia House of Representatives and the Georgia Senate. And you need to call them, you need to urge them to return to Atlanta for a special session as soon as possible. This is a pretty shocking development, and I'm so excited about this. This is a good thing. A campaign veteran who runs America First Georgia campaigns, Cliff Maloney, told Breitbart News that Moore's effort to fight back is the only initiative in Georgia to block Trump's prosecution. Mr. Maloney says, finally, a leader who is stepping up and fighting back against the epidemic of corrupt district attorneys that are drunk on power. Colton Moore is an absolute patriot. He must win this battle, and I encourage every liberty-loving American to support him. Well, we support you, Mr. Moore. We certainly do, and Grace Baker is already reaching out, trying to see if he might be able to work some time in on the program today. So we will see how this goes. But this is going to be a tough fight. And I'm telling you, this is the eye for the eye moment in politics. the eye for an eye. And the Republicans cannot pretend like this is some sort of a croquet match at the country club. You've got to wield the mallets like baseball bats, just like Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly and carry a big croquet mallet, more or less. But you get the point. Politically speaking, we have to take a stand and we have to use every legal measure to fight back against this corruption. And I'm curious to hear from our Georgia listeners today. Are you reaching out to your lawmakers, your senators, your representatives, and are you urging them to return to Atlanta for an emergency session of the House and the Senate? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We have a lot of listeners in Georgia, a lot of radio stations. And I believe this audience can help make a difference and hopefully urge these lawmakers to join Colton Moore in his quest to save America from this radicalized district attorney. Now, the other big story, and this one is a bombshell. This involves Joe Biden. The news coming out just a few moments ago, and literally just a few moments ago, from Congressman James Comer. He is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. It turns out that Joe Biden, who, by the way, says he never had any dealings, never got involved, was never around anybody associated or doing business with Hunter. That's what he's saying. That is his argument now, his defense. But according to James Comer, the National Archives and the Records Administration have handed over documents and communication where Joe Biden used pseudonyms like Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. Comer listed the pseudonyms in a letter to the NARA in which he demanded access to the vice president's documents and communications regarding his son's activities in Ukraine. This is shocking. Shocking. One email includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. The email was sent to Robert L. Peters and CC'd to the vice president's son, Hunter. So Joe Biden may have actually been accurate when he said that he himself had not been doing anything, had any communication with Hunter Biden's business associates, but Robert Peters did. So here's what needs to happen at today's press briefing with KJP. Somebody needs to ask KJP whether or not Robert L. Peters had any business doings and dealings with Hunter Biden. And watch or not comment on that. Again, shocking. You might remember Burisma paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month for a board position. $83,000 a month. And why? To obtain the Biden brand. They wanted access. This is pay for play, just like they're doing in Iowa right now with some of the evangelicals. It's a pay for play scheme. Years later, in 2018, Joe Biden bragged about the firing of the prosecutor. You remember that, right? When he got up there and he bragged about the firing of Shokin. He said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in 6 hours. I looked at him and I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, SOB, he got fired. Had to clean it up for our family-friendly audience. So now the evidence is beginning to pour out. And you look, they're not doing this because they are good and decent human beings. They're doing this because they now realize this is the moment that Biden's got to go. And so we're going to start seeing a flood of documents over the next couple of weeks or so that will either convince Joe Biden that it is in his best interest not to run in 2024, or this may be an effort to just go ahead, pull the plug, and get him out of there. Either way, it's not looking good for Robert Peters, a.k.a. Joseph Robinette Biden. All right, we're going to take a break. We will go to the phones. We've got so much news breaking today. It's just insane. And we are efforting to reach out to the state representative the state senator in Georgia. Brad Dacus is going to drop by from Pacific Justice Justice Institute. He has some intel on Satan clubs that are forming in public schools. Chris Salcedo over at Newsmax will be here. And also our good buddy, the chief executive officer of Red Balloon, is going to drop by as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, the New York Times has gotten their hands on some memorandums from Team DeSantis. And Team DeSantis is in a free fall right now. We've got some new polling data out there we will share with you. And the question remains whether or not Donald Trump will actually be at next week's debate. It's looking like he is not going to be there. And Trump is enraged right now with Fox News, and rightfully so, because they are portraying the president in a really nasty, nasty way. As a matter of fact, Trump was lashing out at Fox News about earlier today. I want to read this to you. The president writing this on his Truth Social page, and he was especially upset over a photograph they shared. He says, "Why doesn't Fox and Friends show all of the polls where I am beating Biden by a lot? They just won't do it. Also, they purposely show the absolutely worst pictures of me, especially the big orange one with my chin pulled way back. They think they are getting away with something they're not, just like 2016 all over again, and then they want me to debate?" Now, according to CNN, Trump is not planning on participating in next week's primary. We understand that he may be doing something else. He may be calling into other cable shows. He may join Tucker Carlson. We do not know. But at least from the reporting of CNN, and at the way Fox is treating Trump, it looks as though he is not going to participate. That being said, that brings us back to this leaked document that the New York Times got their hands on. This is from Team DeSantis. And the information is basically blunt advice and polling data. And here's the takeaway here. This is what they want DeSantis to do in the debate. Number one, they want DeSantis to attack Joe Biden and the media 3 to 5 times. They want to hammer Vivek Ramaswamy in a response. Now, this is interesting because Ramaswamy is leading by a lot in the latest national poll. Again, DeSantis is dropping like a rock. He's in, I think, Ramaswamy is at 13% of the vote and DeSantis down to about 8%. So that's interesting. That tells me their internal data shows the same thing, which is why they're attacking Ramaswamy. Number four, and this is interesting, defend Donald Trump in absentia in response to a Chris Christie attack. So big Chris Christie, when he's not scarfing down the Krispy Kremes, he's going to be attacking Donald Trump. I mean, that's all he's going to do. The memo even goes so far as to offer DeSantis specific lines. Quote, Trump isn't here, so let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself here. Why, can I just stop here? If DeSantis says that line, his campaign is over. It's over. I think it already may be over, but he's done. If he says that line at that debate, he's done. Let me go on. I interrupted myself here as I was trying to read the quote. They want DeSantis to say this. Trump isn't here, so let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself here. We're all running against him. I don't think we want to join forces with someone on this stage who's auditioning for a show on MSDNC. Talking about Chris Christie. And the word is Chris Christie wants a job at MSDNC. I'm telling you, that is a horrible thing. Let me ask you here, folks. If DeSantis gets up there and he's basically defending Trump with a backhanded slap, right? Now, you be nice to Trump. He's just a weak, weak man, and he can't even get up out of bed to be here today. So we have to stop it. He does that, it's over. I just don't see any. Even if Trump bows out of the race, DeSantis will not get the Trump supporters. Oh, here we go. Here's what they say about Vivek Ramaswamy. Take a sledgehammer to Vivek Ramaswamy. Call him fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. In other words, they want DeSantis to pull a Trump. Right? They want to give him a nickname. That's crazy. Anyway, The Times reached out to Never Back Down for a comment. That's the Political Action Committee. And the group removed from the website a key memo summarizing the suggested strategy for the debate. So they got caught, is what it is. Oh, by the way, Trump put out a statement about the Family Leader organization out in Iowa. Now, this is fascinating. I want to read this to you. Now, earlier this week, we told you that Ron DeSantis and his backers paid $95,000 to this very, very important and powerful group in Iowa. It's an evangelical group called the Family Leader Foundation. And so Trump is really upset about this. Here's what Team Trump wrote. Wow. It looks like Ron DeSanctimonious has been exposed for trying to buy the endorsement of Bob Vanderplatz for nearly $100,000. This is totally and completely makes any future endorsement compromised. It's true. What does this say about DeSantis, whose numbers are dropping like a rock, that he has to try to buy endorsements? Not a good look. Well, the president's not wrong here. That whole thing smells to high heavens. Nothing illegal going on, but ethically, it smells like a dirty toilet, if you ask me. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. So when we come back from break here, I want to talk about this guy named Oliver Anthony. He's got this incredible song out, and he's a guy who lives out of the country, off the grid. He wrote this song, and people are going nuts over this thing. It's incredibly powerful. And I've got a theory as to why this song is resonating with so many people. And we will try to tie it into another song, the Jason Aldean song, Try That in a Small Town. Because now they're coming after country music. And it's not so much that they're coming after country music, they're coming after the message in country music. They're coming after the value system. God and country and family. Those are the things that the left, the fascist, the Marxist, the BLM crowd, and I know that's a bit redundant, but that crowd is trying to actively destroy all of those things. Keep in mind that it was Barack Hussein Obama who said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. It was Black Lives Matter that said they want to fundamentally destroy the nuclear family and transform it. And then you have the Democrats that are literally trying to destroy our Constitution and our way of life. And I have a theory about what's really going on here as far as the reaction to all of this. And I think you're going to be intrigued. All right, we do have to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, have you downloaded our podcast yet? If not, what are you waiting for, folks? Head over to the website, download the podcast. You're going to be able to you sign up, you subscribe. Doesn't cost you a penny. And you get our entire show delivered to you every single day. We'll be right back, America. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Glenn Beck is now the latest victim of censorship on social media. Folks, if I could just, I want to go off script here for a moment. Well, we really don't work with script, so I'm just going to go a little rogue here. So we have 217,000 followers on Twitter, which is owned by Elon Musk. And when Elon bought Twitter, now known as X, he said, hey, look, it's going to be a new day. We are going to provide a platform for everyone. We're not going to censor anybody. We're not going to shadow ban anybody. And it turned out just not to be true. And you know what? Look, he's the owner of Twitter. He can really do whatever he wants to do. It just seems to me he made a lot of promises that he did not deliver on. And that's, look, you know, he's got to live with himself, so whatever. So what I find interesting about that is we have, you know, we always check our numbers every day, and we see, all right, where are people listening to us? Where are they reading us? And we keep track of those numbers on a pretty daily and, quite frankly, hourly basis. And we've noticed something interesting: 217,000 followers on Twitter, and barely a few hundred of you actually get to see our content. Now, what's interesting is over on LinkedIn, we have about 6,000 followers. And do you realize we have more traffic to ToddStearns.com coming from our LinkedIn page with just 6,000 than we do from the 217,000 that follow us on Twitter? What does that tell you? Well, it tells you that there is active censorship underway. And by the way, as bad as it is for us, there are some people who have, you know, 1.2, 1.3 million followers, and their traffic is just as low as ours is. So it's bizarre. And again, we don't rely solely on social media for our traffic, which is one of the reasons we have a newsletter and obviously this radio program. And you can drive traffic to ToddStearns.com. You can bookmark our page. And whenever a new story arrives, you'll get a special alert to let you know, so you can go and read our content. But it really saddens, it's sad. It's sad that Elon Musk is still censoring conservatives. And, you know, it is what it is. Again, he pays the bills. We do pay for the service, but it's a lousy service. It's a crappy service. What are you going to do? I hope he changes his mind, but, you know, that's up to him. We can only do what we can do. And here comes Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck yesterday announced that Apple had taken down all of his program, the Glenn Beck Show or program, whatever he calls it. Now, cut number two.
Hey, we're just sitting here in my office, and we're discussing something that we just saw here. This is from Apple. We found an issue with your show, the Glenn Beck Program, which must be resolved before it's available on Apple Podcasts. Your show's been removed from Apple Podcast from the Apple Podcast team. They sent us to sent us a link and said, for more details, go to the link. And the link only says, your show has been removed from Apple Podcasts. Well, we got that one, dummy. I mean, I cannot imagine what they are, what they're basing this one on. I mean, have we even had strikes? Nothing, right? This is crazy, crazy. You need to please retweet this and start a campaign to Apple to say, put the podcast back on. This is absolutely freedom of speech. There's nothing that we have said that would warrant any removal. Again, it's probably just a glitch, but it's amazing how we have to have a whole bunch of people point out the glitch before the glitch is found and it's put back. Man, this is huge. I'm getting ready to do the show or rehearse the show for tonight. Tonight's a really important. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just smoked because, I'm pointing out the real crime family tonight on Blaze TV. This is why it's so important to get Blaze TV, because we're not playing this game. We don't censor anybody. And out of all the shows, my show is the one to get nailed. Interesting. Well, join us at the Blaze, blazetv.com/Glenn. Are we doing the will not be censored? Will not be censored is the promo code. You'll save $30 today. Join us at Blaze TV, because I think the closer and closer we get to this election, the more and more glitches are going to happen. Please retweet.
All right, there you go. And by the way, late yesterday, we learned that the podcast have now been restored. They're saying it had something to do with a trademark infringement, but they're not telling us what it was. They will not say. And that tells me that Apple got so much blowback that they had to reverse course. So anyway, all that to say, if you really want to follow us, and Facebook is just, it is what it is. If you want to follow us and read our stuff, head over to LinkedIn and search for me, Todd Starnes, and you'll see all of our stuff there. And we would love it if you gave us a follow. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So CNN is very concerned about President Trump and what he's going to do. We asked you whether or not Trump should go to the debate. Should he attend the debate? And in Trump's estimation, he's like, why should I? Right? I'm 50 points ahead in the polls. Vivek Ramaswamy is my closest competition. And Ron DeSantis is dropping like a rock. Well, anyway, folks over at CNN are just horrified over this.
All right. Well, good morning, Poppy. And yes, you're right. All indications that I'm getting from Donald Trump's team is that he is not going to participate in that debate next week. Of course, with the hedge, which I included in the story, is that this is Donald Trump we're talking about. I've covered him for years, and his team tells me that there's always a small chance that he may decide in the 11th hour that he ultimately wants to go. Of course, there's logistical questions to whether he would even be able to do that. But most likely, he will not be on that debate stage next week. And instead, Donald Trump himself has been personally throwing out ideas for counter-programming. There have been discussions between Donald Trump's team and Tucker Carlson about an interview around the same time on Wednesday. Of course, this all comes as Donald Trump is feuding openly with Fox News and Rupert Murdoch, and Tucker Carlson clearly has left Fox News. And so some motivations there, I think, behind the scenes. I'm also told that Donald Trump's team wants some of his surrogates to represent him at the debate, especially if he is not there. People like Byron Donalds, a congressman from Florida, as well as Matt Gaetz, another congressman from Florida, and Carrie Lake, the gubernatorial candidate in Arizona. All of these people potentially there to represent him in his absence. And one more thing, Poppy, that I find really interesting that I've been picking up in my conversations is that Donald Trump has been telling people, you know, this week even, that there was a dinner last month where Fox News executives, the president, Jay Wallace, as well as their chief executive, Suzanne Scott, they traveled to Bedminster and encouraged Donald Trump to participate in the debate. And Trump personally is telling people he thinks that shows that Fox is worried about ratings without him. And so he's feeling like he's in a strong position not to attend.
All right, there you go. And I don't know what the president's going to do. I hope he does go, because I want to see him. I just want to see him go down there and take care of business and knock out these folks and just put a stop to it, because we've got more important things to worry about. We've got to save people.